The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Unstoppable Mindset. My name is Shawn Michael Crane, and I'm down here at the Castle in Pierpont, California. Shout out Wonder Mouse Productions. Man, I'm just reeling from such an inspiring week. In fact, that was probably the most inspiring week of my life in relation to the men I work with, in relation to my coaching program, my career, and just seeing the impact of so many years of effort that I've put forth. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about something that has changed my life in more recent years, and that's the understanding, the realization that none of this is about me. You know, when you first start making changes in your life, let's say you want to quit drinking, let's say you want to start working out and losing weight and you want to take better care of your health, you want to change careers, you know, you want to change the way you're living your life. When you start off making these initial changes, it has to be about you. You have to be very selfish. And I always reflect back on my time in prison, and I had an opportunity to be selfish. I didn't have children. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a spouse or girlfriend. And I could focus all my energy on myself. And it was really the first time in my life I was able to do so. I had tried to get sober before I was in prison. I had tried to change my life. I tried to hang out with better kids. I tried to get back on track, but I would always revert back to my old ways. And it was because I was always doing it for other people. I tried to get sober to appease my family. I tried to get healthier, or work out, or make changes to my lifestyle to show other people that I could do it. And I never really tried to make changes for myself. So I always failed. I always would start and then I'd stop. Just like people who make New Year's resolutions. You know, they say this year is going to be the year. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to lose those 40 pounds. But then after a couple months, they go back to their old ways. It's because they're probably doing it because they have peer pressure from society, or they want to appease their wife or their kids, or they made a bet at work with their colleagues, but they're not really doing it for themselves. And my message today is when you start off making changes to your lifestyle, to who you are, to how you live, you have to be very selfish. You have to do it for you. I remember when I was changing my life in a jail cell, going to sleep at night, feeling immensely proud of who I was becoming. And it was the most invigorating, intoxicating feeling I had ever had. I started to love myself in the way I felt, and I never knew that you could be that way in life. I never knew that I could feel those emotions and that profound respect and love for who I was and really who I was becoming. And so I started to fall in love with the process of who I was becoming. I wasn't thinking about my life after prison. I wasn't thinking about all these accolades and achievements I had to accumulate. I was just thinking about what I had to do each and every day to continue to feel that way. After about 3 years of doing that, other guys in prison started asking me about what I was doing to change my life. They were really intrigued by the way I was living. And that's when service became prominent in my life. That's when I realized that I had built myself up to such an extent, I can now help other people. Now, fast forward another 3 or 4 years, out of prison, raising 3 children, coaching men all over the world, you know, I seldom think about myself anymore. Everything I do is to be of service. When I wake up in the morning and I'm tired and my body hurts and I don't want to get out of bed, I train my mind to immediately associate that wake up time with very important facets of life. I always think about my children and my wife and how if I sleep in, I'm going to wake up irritable. I'm going to have regret and shame. And that's going to affect the way that I am around them. My emotional state will be compromised and I won't be able to be the fun, loving, charismatic dad that they deserve. Now, I always think of other men as well. So in the morning, I'm going through this train of thought. You know, the alarm clock goes off. I'm tired. I don't want to get out of bed. My body hurts. You know, 7 out of 10 days, that's my first thought. And immediately I've trained my mind to then go into thinking about my children and how I'm going to show up for them. And then the next thing I think about is other men throughout the world who are struggling and suffering. Men whose pain I know. Men who are afflicted by drugs, alcohol, those demons that are feasting upon them. Years and years and years of neglect. Those men who know in their heart they're made for more, but they're holding back and they're just stuck. I think of those individuals. And that's my motivation to get up and go run. Because I know when I get up and I face my own doubts, my own perceived limitations, when I fight through that discomfort early on, I feel good about myself. I feel proud. The energy inside of me starts to elevate. My internal state, my frequency starts to elevate. And when I do so, I always am inspired to share a message. So I'll pull out my phone and I'll share a message on social media. I'll put out a story or an Instagram reel or something like that with passion, with energy that people can feel. You know, it's cultivated organically through that process of me pushing through the discomfort, not letting that bitch voice win. And the outcome is inspiration. It's energy. It's passion. It's what people feel when they watch me on social media when I'm running in the morning. And when I do that, I always think of who's tuning in. I picture a guy who's hungover, or a guy who had an argument with his wife the night before, or a guy who skipped out on the gym and hit snooze. And when he sees that video, I want that message to speak to his heart and soul. I want him to feel that message and think, man, I want to be like that. I want to live that way. I want to attack my life with that energy, that inspiration. I want to be that guy, because I know a version of us, we all have that person inside of us. But most people condition that other person, that person who's making excuses, that person who's saying tomorrow, that person who's always holding back and putting on their best self into a future date. And that individual is miserable. And that was me for years. For a decade of my life, that was me. So I know that person. I know that pain. So when I pick up the phone, I know who I'm speaking to. When I put out a message, I know exactly the individual that I'm talking to, because I've been there. And men on the other side of that phone, that message, feel that energy. They feel that passion. They feel that truth. Now, this is possible because I've worked so hard to get to this point. I've worked on myself relentlessly for the past 10 years to be able to build myself up to this level where I can have this type of impact on other people's lives. And the thing for me every day when I wake up is just knowing it's not about me. It doesn't matter if I'm tired. It doesn't matter if I'm fatigued. People out there need leaders. They need inspiration. They need to be able to see something that's going to compel them to take action or get them thinking about life on a deeper level. You know, we oftentimes get stuck in our own little world, our own little bubble. And until we see other people and how they're living, we really forget what's possible for ourselves. So that's my mission every day. And I use that association, that mental association I create in the morning with the daily actions that I need to take and the people out there that really need me. That's where I'm able to circumvent the bitch voice that really holds a lot of people back in life. I make it about other people. It's not about me anymore. But when you first start out, it has to be about you. You have to be selfish. You have to cut out those toxic friends. You have to stop going out to the bars or the restaurants late at night on Friday or the weekend. You have to stop going to, you know, that team barbecue where you know everyone's drinking and eating a bunch of food. Like, you have to be selfish and you have to sacrifice things if you really want to make a change to become that person your heart is calling you to be. All your toxic friends, all the places that you would go that could jeopardize your sobriety, your health routines, your mindset, your progress, whatever it is you're changing. If you're focused on your relationship with your wife or your children at home, like, you got to make sure that you're not doing things daily that are going to jeopardize those relationships. A lot of guys are like, well, Sean, I don't want to go to the gym and take away time from my family. Sean, I don't want to be selfish and focus on my routines and my self-care. Like, my wife and kids need me. I'm not saying that you have to stop spending time with them. I'm not saying that you have to neglect them, but you have to prioritize yourself more. And that's such a shitty argument, because what you're saying is you're going to live as an inferior version of yourself and then be that man around your wife and kids because you are not willing to sacrifice sleep or prioritize your own health or stop eating crappy food, or just sit down and actually have a plan of how you're going to be a better man and then follow through. Like, if you're one of those guys that use your wife and kids as an excuse or scapegoat, I'm calling you out. Like, that's pathetic to even think that or say that. I would wake up at 1 a.m. every day, if that was the only time I got to work out, to set myself up for success in my day, to be the right man my wife and children need. Screw sleep. I want to be more positive. I want to be in better health. I want to have more energy. I want to have more vitality for them. Whatever your excuses are, the reasons why you're not prioritizing yourself, you need to start doing so and be selfish about it. There's a big difference between being selfish and self-absorbed. So a lot of times people will say, well, man, you're doing all this stuff for yourself. Or like, oh, look at Sean. He's working out every day, twice a day. Look at Sean. He's doing all these events and blah, blah, blah. I wonder if he has time for his wife and kids. That's selfish of him, right? Or people will say that about others who are, you know, crushing it in life or in the public eye or people that we see on TV, celebrities. Just because you're crushing it and doing all this stuff for yourself, it doesn't mean you're neglecting your wife and kids. If anything, you're giving them a better version of you. And the quality of time that you have with them is going to be better quality time. Okay. Not you sitting on the couch, you know, just complaining and bitching about your life. Not you drinking beers, watching TV while the kids are playing. Like, I know so many men who spend tons of time with their family and their kids, but it's not quality time because they're not happy with who they are. So how could they ever give their kids, you know, the right type of engagement, interaction, energy, feeling? Like, when you change the way you feel about yourself, everyone else around you feels that because you treat them differently. What I want to talk about, the title of this podcast is called It's Not About You. Right? It's not about you. Early on it is, and that's my message right now, but there gets a point where it's no longer about you. It's about the people's lives that you're impacting, the ripple effect that takes place. And if you're a coach or somebody who really wants to help people in this life, or you want to have a positive impact, listen up. This past weekend, I was at a mastermind and an event. A bunch of my coaching clients came out to the mastermind. We had an Airbnb and we spent 2 days there, really just diving into mindset, routines, relationships, and just having a very impactful experience for those 2 days. One of the guys shared about how he was suicidal when he joined my program. And he got up in front of the other men and he was talking about how one night he was sitting in his car and he was just having thoughts about ending his life. This is how miserable he was and afflicted internally. And he happened to see a video I had put out of me after the gym just talking about tough times that I'd gone through in my life and how I never quit, but it was so tough and I was challenged and I felt like the world was against me and I had every reason to just give up, but I just couldn't. You know, I kept going. And on the other side of all those challenges and adversity was the life I always wanted, the life I always dreamt of, the person inside of me, that calling, that truth in my heart. I became that man because I never quit and gave up on myself. And so I put out this reel and this was just something that came to me spontaneously. And my client happened to see it. And something about that message or the energy and the passion in my voice compelled him to reach out to me. And we connected and he ended up joining my coaching program. And 12 weeks later, he's like a completely different man. Physically, he's lost weight. He's putting on muscle. He looks amazing. His mindset, he has so much more confidence and belief in himself because he's been showing up every day doing the work and proving to himself that he can do it, that he's worthy, that he's capable. And everyone around him is noticing. He said he was walking into the 7-Eleven the other day where he always used to go in there to buy stuff. And the guy goes, man, something's different about you. You look happier. You seem like something's different. You know, you're smiling. What's going on? And people at his work, people at the gym, everyone's noticing this shift in him. And especially his fiance. In fact, they were at odds, you know, and she was telling him that she was thinking of leaving him. And just in this 12 short weeks, their whole relationship has turned around. She actually surprised him on a weekend getaway recently. And this is just, you know, an example of what starts to take place when you start really investing time and energy to becoming the person you want to be. It's not easy. It requires work and you have to focus at it and be determined. But when you do, you start to feel so proud of who you are and this love inside of you. It's undeniable. And other people see that and feel that. When I heard his testimonial, man, like I get emotional because it made me think that all those nights in prison by myself, all those moments of heartbreak growing up early on, like everything that I've gone through that I never allowed to stop me or define me, I kept fighting through it all. Those moments were all worth it for that man's testimonial, knowing that he is going to live the rest of his life as the person he's always wanted to be. And he's going to be the man his children need, the man his fiance needs, the man people need at work, a man who can inspire others just when he walks into 7-Eleven with good energy and the cashier notices. Like, this is what's happening here. This is the ripple effect. It's not the opposite where we have a man who's an alcoholic or unhappy with himself and he has a negative effect on everyone around him. Like, I grew up in a household like that. You know, my grandfather was that way. My dad became that way and I started to become that way. And we're breaking the cycle here. That's what this is all about. Building up men who truly love themselves because their actions are in alignment with that calling in their heart, and then sharing that person with their family and everyone that they're in proximity to. And man, can you imagine like your kids having an advantage in life because of the man you are, not a disadvantage? Can you imagine your wife just falling more and more in love with you each and every day because of the man that she sees you becoming and how you make her feel? You know, your leadership and work and how you show up for your business. Like, everyone around you feels that. And I had another man who came to the mastermind. He actually brought his wife. We were all out at dinner and he stood up and he wanted to give his testimonial. And he stood up and he started talking about how 6 months ago he was just in such a dark place. He was working in the military, but he wasn't fulfilled. He was having discord in his relationships. He was unhappy with himself. He knew in his heart who he wanted to be and what changes he wanted to make, but he just felt stuck and he kept procrastinating or putting it off. And the result was him literally questioning his life and battling those demons and those negative thoughts late at night about, should I be here? Do I deserve to be here? And having literally the most insidious and tormenting thoughts and negative energy inside of him you could imagine. These are two men who were both suicidal before joining my Unstoppable coaching program. Two men who knew in their heart they were capable of more, but they just felt stuck and they didn't know how to go about making that change. And so this individual, Joe, after 6 months working with me, he's like a new man. In fact, his wife came with him to the mastermind and she got up and she gave a testimonial about the changes she'd seen in him, type of leader and man he is for their children. And just, she started crying because she was so happy to have her partner, the man that she always wanted, like there with her. And Joe changed his life by keeping promises to himself. That's where we started. It started literally with a wake up time, workouts, and just doing everything he could every day to improve himself. And the result of that is you feel good about who you are and who you're becoming. You know, in order to change your life, you don't change it all in one day or 1 week or 1 month. It's first a commitment. Right? First, you need to know who you want to be. And then you have to make a commitment to take actions to be that person every day. And there's an element of faith that is required here. You don't know if it's going to work out. You're going into the unknown. And that's why most people don't ever continue on, because it's scary. And there's a lot of doubt and a lot of fear. But I promise you, if you keep moving forward and you never quit or give up, you'll start to become that person you always wanted to be. And when you see the look in your wife's face, or you see the way your children start to, you know, behave towards you differently, or people at work, your colleagues, your team, your boss, your employees, whatever it may be, it's confirmation, man, that you're on the right track. And it's going to be the most gratifying feeling you've ever had, because you knew you could be this person all along. You wanted to be this person all along, but you're holding back. And when you finally start to embrace and embody that individual, that energy and that fulfillment, that love, that peace within, it's going to be indescribable for you. So I share those two testimonials with you and talk to you about, you know, the mindset going into making change, because it's important to know that when you start out, you have to be selfish. But by being selfish, it's going to allow you to be a better version of yourself for the people who need you. And then eventually, as you grow stronger, as you know in your heart that you're not going to go backwards, as that shift takes place in your identity, then you can start to take actions every day for others. And your mindset shifts, your perspective grows, right? And you really transcend self. Now you can be of service to people. Your daily routines are non-negotiable. Your conviction and confidence in who you are is unwavering. And your beliefs, right, and what you're capable of in life, and really your identity and how you're showing up, it all elevates. And that's when you can really give back to others and make an impact. And so if you're a man who's stuck and you know you're made for more, if you're somebody that's tried to make changes, but you keep reverting back to old ways or sabotaging, chances are you tried to do it for other people instead of yourself. And you need to sit down and be really honest with yourself about why you want to change. Oftentimes it goes back to a time in the past when we were a certain individual, maybe that kid on the playground, right? That kid in high school who played sports, that young man who went to college. Like, there's a version of ourselves where we felt complete and whole, but at one point we deviated from that person. And oftentimes when you start making these changes, it's because you want to tap back into that individual, that true self, your best self. And when you live your life in alignment with that person, your thoughts, actions, and decisions every day, your whole world's going to change. And the way the world responds to you is going to change as well. Thanks for checking out the episode. Please make sure to subscribe from whatever platform you're tuning in from to check out more content from Unstoppable Mindset in the future. I'd love it if you could leave a review as well, and make sure to share this episode with someone that can find value in this message. You can find me on all major social media platforms at Shawn Michael Crane, as well as on YouTube at Unstoppable Mindset, where I'm going to keep bringing you value and fire to serve you in your life.